No.
X-105.1.
Not this band.
I picked this song just for you.
You have to stop with this.
Just because I know how let down you are last night about Elton John.
I can't believe my main man fell ill.
Right?
Yes.
In our town.
Yes.
We just heard yesterday, you were talking about Dana's Dirt. Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses got sick, but he was able to do 18 songs.
Yes. We've seen Dave Grohl with a broken leg on stage in a wheelchair.
This is different because it was an ear infection, and you have to be able to have those in-ear monitors so you can hear yourself. So I can understand that.
And I don't think you can hear your pitch when you're all stuffy like that. I mean, it's just not going to be a great show, and I'm sure he was in pain. I mean, that's got to be the absolute last resort.
Well, I was very upset when I heard about this, and I didn't know all the details because I was like, you know, why? I mean, he knew that there was an issue during the day. Why did he wait to the last minute? And then I have a buddy who does production. He put on my Facebook page. He said, well, you know, you're waiting for the antibiotics to kick in, and so you think, you know, you want to wait to the last minute in case you can perform. So I'm like, oh, okay, he kind of gets a pass.
Is your buddy a doctor, or is he a sound engineer?
No, he said it happens a lot in production. So.
No, I can see that.
Yeah, it made more sense, but I was like, you know, you're sick. It's not like you, you know, lost a finger or something, or had appendicitis.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're not going to get your voice back, but you hope that something like that, like, come on, just let the pain go away, let my ear canal open a little bit, just so I can get through 3 hours of singing.
Right, because I'm sure in all of his many, 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 many decades of performing, I'm sure he'd like me saying it that way,
right?
But that he's suffered through who knows what to hit the stage, and no one, you know, if he was just a, I don't feel well, he wouldn't be here.
No.
Yeah, he wouldn't be Elton John. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's played through some serious pain.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I love that man.
Yeah.
So when I was a little girl, you're going to have to listen to one of my two Elton John stories.
Okay.
So when I was a little girl, I wanted these, I was like in seventh grade, I think, these white snow boots that these other cool, like, little girls in my class who were brownies that they had. And so I finally got these boots. I couldn't believe it that my parents could afford to get me these boots. And I got home from school and I took out the Christmas lights and I wrapped them around my boots. And I had this little fur vest that I had because I didn't know what mohair was. I plugged in those boots. I was Benny and the Jets. I had electric boots and mohair too. I dropped the needle on that record and I played that song all day until I realized this was before LED Christmas lights that the lights were kind of melting into my boots. I'm going to get in trouble, so I had to pull the plug on my little performance. But I love that man, and like, he's been a part of my life all my life, and just I hope he feels better.
Who knew that you were Elton John?
I was, I was Benny, darn it.
But the Jets. Listen, there's 18,000 upset fans, but I think everybody pretty much gets it. But there's two fans that are kind of happy, and that's you and me. Because
terrible, making this sound like awful people.
I know, but you've never seen him.
I never have.
I've never seen him. He's on my bucket list, and he was right here, and I couldn't go.
Yeah.
So we have one more chance to try and go see him, Dana.
Except, you know, if you do have tickets, you hold on to those, and they're going to be honored because he is coming back.
Yes.
And even for your parking, you hold on to that, and it's all going to be valid still, unless you do want to part with it, and you can't make the
Driving up here right
date.
Now.
One single ticket. We don't even have to sit together. It doesn't matter. Because like, trust me, I'll hear her singing and I'll see her boot shining.
I would never ruin his show by singing.
Oh my gosh.
He's got to open, if he when he comes back, he's got to open with I'm Still Standing as like, you know, hey, a montage.
That would actually be great. Yeah,
I'm sure everybody thinks that's really funny.
All right.
Love you, Elton.
Yes.